Welcome to Product Brand Management, Chapter 12. This chapter is about brand environment. The objective of this chapter is to understand the internal and the selling environment of the brands, selling or the external environments of the brands. Brands exist in a reality environment. So they don't just exist externally in the market, but they also exist internally within the organization. The organization that is manufacturing them, marketing them. So brands actually exist in both these worlds parallelly. And because they exist in both these environments, you have to ensure that the brand is built and its values are known to people in both these environments. So both the internal and selling environments are actually together responsible for a brand's success and losses. It is necessary that a good balance is struck between both these environments. Let's look at the internal brand environment. Within a company, you have internal brand launches, you can have brand refresher sessions, you can have strategy meets, internal promotional activities, and internal communication. Now, all these things, they come together to ensure that everyone in the organization, from top to bottom, is thinking about the brand in the same way. For example, if there is an internal brand launch, if a new brand is launching and the company is, say, 500 people in the company, over 5 or 6 branches in different cities, then what needs to be done is make sure that when a brand is launched, its essence, its values, what the brand stands for, what the company wants to achieve through the brand, is actually known to absolutely everyone within the organization, right from your CEO all the way to your admin people, to the office boys. Everyone should speak the same language when they're talking about a brand. And if they don't speak the same language, then somewhere your brand will not be successful, because every single member of an organization is actually a spokesperson of your brand. If your brand values, for instance, are about courtesy and about being a gentleman, and if a visitor enters your office and the receptionist is not polite to them, then the whole value of courtesy and politeness and gentlemanliness is defeated. That the whole purpose is defeated, and the person who is visiting does not believe that this brand is about courtesy anymore. That value gets erased from the person's head about the brand. Which is why I say that brands actually have to be communicated to everybody internally in the organization, from top to bottom as well. Let's look at the selling environment of the brand. Now, the selling environment actually exists in the unorganized retail outlet environment. It exists in the organized retail outlet environment, in the exclusive outlet environment, multi-level selling networks or marketing environments, online selling environments. Now, these are examples of selling environments in which brands can be present. I mean, so a brand can be present in all or any of these. Now, for example, if a brand is present in the online selling environment only, and there is a customer care person who's sitting on an online chat with whom I as a consumer can chat if I have a problems online, a little chat window opens up in a lot of sites. So if I'm doing that, and this person is not communicating the same brand values that the brand is advertising to me, then my perception of this brand will never be great. Some of the values that I have associated with this brand, basis the communication, will be erased from my head. I may or may not actually interact with the brand anymore. Similarly, whether you have a multi-level selling environment or a network marketing environment, like in the case of an Avon, for instance, every single person in the multi-level network needs to be able to speak the same language about the brand and its products. Whether you have an exclusive outlet or an organized retail environment in which your brand does not have an exclusive outlet, rather it has a multi-brand store, it's present in a multi-brand outlet. Even so, every single person who's interacting about your brand with the consumer has to be speaking the same language. They have to have the kind of tools, they have to be given tools by the organization to ensure that they can talk about the same brand values as they need to be talking about, as the communication talks about, as the product really aspires to be. Even in an unorganized retail environment, people have to be briefed, the sellers have to be briefed, the traders have to be briefed about dealing with the consumers in a certain way. In case of exclusive outlet environments, the salesperson, the entire sales force, right from the sales, the shop manager, the store manager, all the way down to the basic salesperson, sales boy or sales girl, they all have to be taught, trained in what the brand stands for. And then they have to talk the same language. Because if they don't, the consumer who's interacting with this exclusive brand store will not have the same kind of values in their head as the communication aspires the brand to form in the minds of the consumers, or the product aspires to form in the minds of the consumers. Those values will be at a dissonance, which is why it is extremely important from everyone from top to bottom to be able to speak the same language about the brand, which is why training sessions are really, really important. To summarize, brand exists internally within the organization that manufactures and markets them, as well as in their selling environment. So they actually exist in both these environments parallelly. The internal brand environment is made up of the employees of the organization that manufactures them. It is important for the employees of the organization manufacturing and marketing the respective brand to actually know the brands inside out. When you get into jobs, you will realize, when you get into a job environment, you will realize that there are sometimes some organizations that actually have organizational values in a chart that have been put up in the organization or as a part of your induction. In such cases, it becomes important for the person who is working in the organization to imbibe and inculcate these organizational values. The same organizational values will be a part of the brand values that go out to the consumer in form of communication, in form of brand communication, in form of marketing collateral and communication. Now, if there's a dissonance between what the organization believes in versus what you are portraying to a potential consumer, there's dissonance. Then the brand cannot succeed over a long period of time. They should know that what the brand stands for, the objectives of the brand, the positioning, and at least a broad outline of the strategy that is adopted to market the brand. So this is what I was talking about. A broad outline of brand strategy has to be imbibed in every single person in the organization. Of course, at different levels, you don't really need to get a janitor who's working or a housekeeping person who's working in your organization to understand brand strategy. But even they should have basic values of the organization imbibed in them. So for example, like I said, if the organization is about courtesy, if the organization is about good behavior with its consumers, then even the housekeeping person, even the janitor who is working in your organization cannot afford to talk rudely to a single person who visits. New products and imports, saturated markets, emergence of newer trends, automation, increased output potential, emerging technology, all these things have together made selling extremely critical. Now, in such an environment where there are so many brands, so many products, it becomes all the more important to stay true to your core. And the organization as a whole can stay true to its core only when all elements of the organization come together, understand the brand values, and then stay true to its core. So that's the end of this session. Thank you.